prince. Both Melly and Brigham, as well as Melly's mother, knew the truth behind this rash morning wedding. It was not because Brigham loved her. It was not because Melly was making a vow to obey and honour Brigham. It was neither humbling himself or herself before the other in the presence of some deity Melly was not certain existed. It was solely because without the union, Melly and her mother would be homeless, penniless, and without resources. The physician her family had employed since her father took ill had been released as soon as her cousin arrived, thus ending the Baroness's care. Without Brigham and this marriage, Melly's mother would certainly perish within a month's time. And so Melly stood before the man she'd loved since childhood, in her finest dress with matching slippers, her hair hanging free down her back, with lengths of cream and blue ribbon weaved throughout her long curls, accepting his offer of marriage, and destroying the hope of any future either of them could have had if fate hadn't stepped in and crushed it. She'd been skeptical and confused, and then grateful and sad when Brigham had asked for her hand on the day her father was buried. There had been no declarations of love, commitment, or devotion to one another, only a promise of a home and medical care for her mother. When he made his gracious offer, something inside Melly had died. Her hope for love withered. The boy who'd tenderly wrapped her injured knee when she'd fallen from a tree, the man who stole a kiss from her one evening after their families had shared a meal, and the lord she'd dreamed of one day wedding, would be her husband in truth in a few moments' time, but in name only. Their marriage, one of convenience and born of necessity. Melly glanced at the moss-covered stones under their feet, and a single tear slipped down her cheek, landing on her bouquet. She brushed the moisture trail, her hand shaking, glad the tear hadn't marred her gown. Brigham shifted from foot to foot, his nervous energy evident. Did he realize the grave mistake he was making? She should have gone to him at first light and begged him to rethink his offer. Her life was over, but his need not be. With time, Melly would have solved the dilemma surrounding her cousin's shocking arrival and her mother's subsequent harsh ejection from her family home, Tapton House. Yes, she loved Brigham with her entire heart, or at least what was left, but she'd never found the right moment to tell him. After her father's death and her cousin's arrival, she knew with certainty any declaration of love would be inappropriate and dismissed as words uttered due to her aggrieved state of mind. "Melly," Brigham whispered in that soothing tone that was his alone, light but nonetheless masculine. She brought her gaze to meet his as he dragged his fingers through his curling hair and pushed it behind one ear. His hesitant smile and wide eyes made all the larger by his round spectacles gave her pause. In another lifetime, Melly would have been happy and content to lose herself in Brigham's dark brown eyes every day. Had the vicar asked something that was lost due to Melly's wandering thoughts? When Brigham continued to stare at her, Melly glanced at the vicar, who also had his glare trained on her. Without thought, she nodded. The wide smile that appeared told her Brigham was satisfied with her answer. Suddenly, their meagre gathering of guests stood and clapped, smiles beaming from every direction, except that of her newly acquired cousin, the new Baron Montfort. Brigham leaned toward her, and his lips grazed hers quickly before he took her bouquet and handed it to a waiting servant. His smooth hand took hers, though she could not actually feel his skin through her cream-colored gloves. As a pair, they turned toward the waiting crowd. Behind them, the vicar announced loudly for all to hear, "May I introduce Viscount and Viscountess Whitmore?" Melly attempted to smile for their guests, but it travelled no farther than her lips. Her green eyes held no twinkle, her chin was not held high, and her cheeks were not the rosy hue of an excited woman ready to start her new life as a wedded lady. Persephone Duggan, Brigham's elder sister, and her husband clapped.